We're in the middle of Siman Nun Hey. We're up to Seif Yud, and this is a common case when it comes to questions of bar mitzvahs and other things in terms of what month to do it in. So this is where the Shulchan Aruch discusses it. Says the Mechaber, Im Nar Echad Nolad B'Chof Tesla Adar Rishon Mishanim Uberes. Let's say you have a kid who is born on the 29th day of the first Adar in a leap year. V'Nar Echad Nolad B'Adar Sheni B'Echad Bo. And one kid is born during the next day, but it's Adar Sheni. Ushnas Yud Gimel Einam Uberes. As often happens, the 13th year, that when they're becoming bar mitzvah, is not a leap year. Osa shenolad b'chav tesla ader rishon tzarech lahamten at chav tesla ader b'shnas yud gimel lios ben yud gimel shana. So the kid who was born on the 29th day of Adar has to wait till the 29th day of Adar in order to become a bar mitzvah. But also shenolad achrav be'echad ba'ader hasheni yiyah ben yud gimel shana kiven shehigiyah be'echad ba'ader shel shnas yud gimel. But the kid who was born actually a day later gets to be bar mitzvah almost a whole month earlier. He doesn't have to wait until the first day of Nisan. He can become bar mitzvah on the first day of Adar Rishon. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. Umisha nolad ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnasa ibur. Let's say a person was born on Adar and he becomes a bar mitzvah during a leap year. Einu nasa bar mitzvah ad Adar sheni. So, but the Ramah says you don't become a bar mitzvah until that date in the second Adar. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Since Sifkatan Mem Gimel, he points out that if you luck out and you don't have any shilas, because the year you were born was a leap year, and the 13th year is also a leap year, so then it's obviously pashut that the kid who was born on the 29th day of Adar Rishon is bar mitzvah on Adar Rishon, and the kid who was born Adar Sheni is bar mitzvah Adar Sheni, is nothing to worry about. But that is actually against the sheet of the Magen Avram. But Lamaisa, that is what the Mishnah Berurah calls Haskamas Ha'achronim. That is the majority opinion in the Achronim. Fine. Another Ha'ara in Sivkatan Memhei. So we say that when the Ramah adds that you have to wait until Adar Sheni, is Adar Sheni, even though you were born in a Shana Pshuta, you were born where there was only one Adar, so you might think that really Adar Rishon is the Iker Adar. So he says, Kamash Malan, that Adar Rishon is not the real Adar. That is the extra month, right? Because we don't read the Megillah during Adar Rishon. Why wouldn't we read the Megillah if that was the real Adar and the second month was the extra month? We would wait until the second month to read the Megillah. Kamash Malan, that you see that the first month, the first Adar is considered the extra month, and the second Adar is considered the real Adar, and that makes it into a full 13 years. Now, let's say a person is born on Sunday of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Then, there's two Rosh Chodesh Kislevs that year. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh was the last day of the previous month, and now it's the first day, that's his birthday. And then on the 13th day, Cheshvan is a Chasser month, and Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only one day. So he says, Afal Pichain, he doesn't become a bar mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Meaning, really, he was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev of the last month, on the last day of the previous month, but still he has to wait for Rosh Chodesh Kislev again in order to become a bar mitzvah, because the day had a shame Rosh Chodesh Kislev, not whether or not it was part of the previous month or part of this month. And then a person who was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but there was only one day of Rosh Chodesh, and then when he turns bar mitzvah, there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so then he only has to wait until the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but by the same logic, that Rosh Chodesh Kislev equals Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and not the other way around. You don't cheshbon, oh, but it's really the last day of the previous month. No, you just say it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the end. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, Avar Yon She'over Al Gzeiras HaTzibur, person who's a sinner and he violated a public decree, Osha Avra Avera, or he just violated any particular Avera, Imlo Niduhu Nimna Laminyan Asara. If he was not officially excommunicated, so he is still allowed to count for a minion. As long as there was no official excommunication process, he is allowed to join a minion, even if he violated, says the Mishnah Berurah, an avera which carries with it a chiyuv misa, but he wasn't officially put in nidui, he's allowed to count for a minion. Sif Yud Beis, Menuda ein mitzarfen also l'chol davar shetzarech asara, but a person who was put in a formal nidui, formal based in excommunication, he does not count for anything which needs a minion. Avol mutar lispalel beveis haknesses shuhu sham, Ela im kein pirshu lahachmir lo bekach. So he says, you're allowed to daven in a shul if he's in there. You don't have to protest and say, we're holding up the davening till he leaves. But unless that was gufa, the gzera that the Beis Din put on him, that no one's allowed to daven with you, the Beis Din has the right to do that. But unless that's the explicit decree of the Beis Din, you don't have to hold up the minyan or leave the shul if he's going to be davening there.